Welcome to the Lindsay and Tony podcast, where we talk about spirituality, business, and life experiences.
In this podcast, we're bringing our private conversations to you.
We believe that it's through discussion, action, and reflection that true change occurs. Hello, everyone.
Cheers, everybody.
Welcome back. We are here with another episode of the Lindsay and Tony podcast with Little Romeo. We're talking about something that's so important that comes up all the time, right? This is a common theme that comes up.
Definitely, especially with social media, right? Yeah. Social media is this snapshot image of people's lives. And for whatever reason, we look at this snapshot image of people's lives and we compare how it looks on the outside to where how we feel on the inside, and we're comparing this, and then we get our human mind involved, and then we're like, what's going on here? Do I share? And some people will share, use social media as a diary and share all of their problems. Other people, you know, like us, we start to realize, like, we understand the law of attraction.
Yeah.
We understand the law of energy, and it's very potent what you focus on. What you focus on grows, so you have to be very aware of what you're sharing and who you're sharing with in your personal life, just on a one-on-one basis. Now we're talking about publicizing your life on the internet for people to constantly look at. So there's a lot of gray areas there, and there's a lot of misunderstanding around the law of attraction and the power of focus. So that's what we're going to be diving into during this episode.
Yeah. So one of the things we were just talking about for like 30 seconds before we started this episode, was the discretion of what do you share and what do you not share on social media. And I've seen so many people like, okay, we'll talk about highlight reels of January. You know how people share their highlight reels. I did.
Yes.
All the key points in my life that I feel like I loved from 2023, because that's what I choose to focus on. I could do my own learning behind the scene. I don't have to show every little detail about what happened. I did share my broken elbows as a quick clip too, but that wasn't my whole year, you know? So the importance of figuring out what is important to you to share out to people, and then what lessons and golden nuggets do you learn? So I think fake positivity is just pretending that nothing bad is happening in your life, like when you're doing a coaching session. You know what I mean? So
yes.
I want to talk about that because I think there's a difference. We spoke about this, that when you are on a coaching call or you're on a peer group call, diving into feelings and uncovering things in a private way, in a safe space, that's totally different than what you're going to share online, most likely.
Or just with anybody.
With anyone, because you have to be very cautious on what you're sharing. Some people celebrate when there's negative things happening. They actually get excited about negativity. That's dysfunctional to me. I can't see it. But there is this importance with focusing in on who you're going to share information with in a truthful, honest way, and then also either get results or, you know, have a sounding board that's really for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I think that's the difference between it. Like fake positivity, like that's a big thing. Like, oh, everyone shares positive things on social media and they actually look down on people that are sharing good things because they think it's fake.
Yeah.
When it's intentional with certain people. Like for me, it's very intentional. Unless I feel like I've been through something and I know someone could benefit from it, and I've walked through it, and it's now time to share.
Yeah, because when you first hear about the law of attraction or the power of your focus, however the words that describe that, you first hear about that concept, you start to want to apply it into your life. You're like, no, I'm only focusing on the positive stuff. That negative stuff doesn't exist. It's kind of like if you're cutting your yard, and you're just ignoring all of the weeds, and I'm just going to focus on the positive. The weeds will keep growing. And that's what happens. But we forget this because say you're somebody who's looking and you're watching Lindsay post online and you look up to her. You're another medium and you're coming across this personal development information and you see Lindsay posting 99% positive things on her Facebook or on her social media or online somewhere. And your first instinct could be, wait a second, Lindsay's just focusing on positive things. Maybe I need to do that too. You're automatically assuming that she doesn't do the deep work behind the scenes. You're automatically assuming that when Lindsay joins other masterminds and coaches to be coached herself, she's not diving deep and giving that, we'll call it the negative side of herself, maybe some habits, maybe some traumas from the past, giving it attention in a safe space, right? There's a difference between doing that and then going out and sharing it with everybody, your problems with everybody, right? That's another extreme. I'm going to share all my problems with everybody because I'm real. I'm authentic. It's like, no, that's just stupid. That's just idiotic. Because, you know, think about it. Who are the people in your life right now that you feel safe sharing a problem with, like genuinely in your soul, to where you know if you share your problem with them, they're going to hold this beautiful space for you and they're going to help you move through it. You know, right? Because when you share the problem with people, as it ages, a day goes past, a week goes past, you realize, wait, I'm happy I shared the problem with them, or shit, why did I share it with them?
Yeah.
So this goes to the point that with this positivity, with this like focusing on the positive, right, we have to understand what that really means versus effective reflection, right? And I think people get caught on the fake positivity thing because of their threshold to look at anything negative in their life about themselves is so low that it just causes so much pain inside of them. Their egos are so fragile. They're not used, they haven't exercised this muscle of doing this, that they don't do it. So they run away from that deep inner work. And if you're a medium looking at Lindsay from the outside, you might think that she's not doing the deep inner work. She is, trust me. I watch her. We understand the value of looking at all parts of ourselves. And this is what we call effective reflection. And you could do this many ways.
And also, one of the things that we love doing is actually sharing it with the people that are students. That, like, when I've gone through difficult times with the work that I've done. Now I'm losing my voice over it. I'm like actually thinking about it. Difficult times that I've had doing the work of being a psychic medium, putting myself out there, getting judged, all these things that happen to everyone, it's not just me. I can share it with my students after I've walked through it, and I will go into detail, like in spaces that I know could benefit other people. And there are times where we've actually shared a lot on this podcast. Sometimes I forget what I've shared until someone says, oh, how is this going? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot to share that.
Yeah, we definitely share more on this because we just go with the flow. Like, we're like, this is our topic. We're going to share what comes to our heart.
Right. But I think that's a big thing because I know one time we were in a social setting from someone that wasn't even our customer. And they're like, oh, I bet you just agree with each other all day. And I'm thinking, you get that from the podcast? That's actually part of the focus, that we do focus on things that we agree with because we actually are on the same page when it comes to spirituality, mindset. I feel like we practically grew up together. Like,
well,
we were in our 20s.
We pick these topics because they're things that we both know about and we just share, right? We're not, this isn't a political fucking podcast where we're like, all right, let's debate here.
Yeah, we're
not.
That
would be cool too. We could do that, but that's not what we're doing here.
So it actually made me laugh. I was like, wait, what are you, like, I was confused because we actually enjoy these topics and we talk about it. So it's funny what can be considered fake positivity in someone's eyes as a perception, you know, and what they see. And everyone sees things differently. You have different beliefs and different filters. But the big thing with fake positivity for me, from my definition of this, my feeling is that you just pretend that everything's okay and nothing's wrong. And that is the worst way to do things because you're numbing out. And when I first got into the Law of Attraction, The Secret, in 2007, I think, I remember thinking like, oh, I'm afraid to think this way because I don't want to attract, you know, something bad. Now I know the importance of being authentic and actually feeling the emotions, going through it, and then you really get through the other side and think, okay, it could be worse and I can get through that. So I think feeling the feelings is a big thing, like really owning where you're at. And some people are afraid to share any kind of weakness because they don't want people to think that they're weak. But then they're lying to themselves and they're so used to doing it that they can't move past that point and go to their next level at all.
Well, that's why, like, on our masterminds, our one-on-one coaching, like, we always tell people, the truth will set you free. That's not a cliche phrase that we've heard millions of times for no reason. It's because it's true. Like, you have to, like, own where you're at, where, whatever you're doing. And here's another sign, too. Here's another sign of growth. It's when you start to discover more negative things about yourself, which is painful. Like, as I started to discover more the dark side of myself, it's like, oh, shit. I had to own that and I had to accept it. Like, think about when you have to accept someone else's shit on the outside of you. That you have to accept their energy. It's challenging at times. Well, it's challenging to accept your own stuff too. But that's a sign of growth. And oftentimes, when people are on this personal development journey and they start to see some more negative things in themselves, it scares them.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, no, it's the opposite. You should be happy about that, even though it brings some negative emotions during that moment. But as you're able to, like, feel these negative emotions, eventually you feel them enough where they process and you transmute it into something of a higher nature. But if you're not aware, like, that's why life is a paradox a lot of the times. And if you're not aware of this, you'll just run from that negative feeling. No, next time you discover something negative about yourself, celebrate, because that means that you're on the right path. That means that you're really growing and you're really looking at all angles of yourself. Yeah, this doesn't mean that when you discover something negative about yourself, you just go tell everybody about it and you talk about it all the time. We're not saying that. We're saying, like, you have these safe spaces that you do it in, whether it's with, mostly it's going to be with a coach or another program, because third parties, I feel like, from my own experience, have really helped transform me the most compared to, like, a friend or someone closer, right? They're biased. So it's like getting that safe space and then moving forward in that direction with that.
And it's noticing the patterns and just writing it down. So I think that's the big thing, is, like, figuring that out. And the other thing is it's funny, because when you are with a soulmate, whether that's a, usually it's a relationship that you're in, they will point out what you need to work on. If you haven't seen it, they will point out it.
She is they.
You do the same thing to me. You'll point out your patterns, and if your soulmate isn't doing that, then you gotta work on that communication, because you should be able to tell each other exactly what you're thinking, really. And I think that's important.
Like, it is important.
Sometimes they see things that you don't see, and that, which we talk about blind spots. You talk a lot about blind spots where you don't see it, and you have to be called out. And if you want to get better, you're going to want people like that in your life. They are doing it in a loving, effective way. Like, there's times where we've been firm with each other, but at the same time, it's to help the other person to grow. So you have to want people around you to grow, and that's exactly what happens.
Yeah, and it's easy to get caught up to where you have a lot of yes people around you, because that's comfortable. And humans like to stay comfortable. Like, it's inside of us, it's wired into us, but there's another part of us that's wired to grow. And that's why you feel so drawn to people that are authentic. That, well, in another way to say that, people that are going to tell you the truth. Like, when you ask them something, like, they're going to tell you the truth. Like, you have some friends that will tell you the truth. Some friends you won't go to because you're like, no, they're just going to tell me what I want to hear. And both friends are coming out of love. It's just the way that they're showing up. But the truth is always, like, where the sweet fruit is where the growth is. It's where you're going to level up in your life. So the easy question to ask is, like, what is working for you? What's working for you? And then what's not working for you? And if you could just, those two simple questions, you just ask them over and over. You get a coach to help you, to give you space. I heard this saying before, to where it's like, if you just went to a streetlight and you talked to that every day, like, you shared your problems, you shared everything that you were going through for 20 minutes, and you just talked to a streetlight, there's not another human around, that would be valuable. But now if you go to a skilled coach or a therapist or somebody that's in that kind of field, that's powerful, because now you have another mirror. That's even more powerful, because you have a mirror, you have another soul listening. And when you talk about that dark side of yourself, healing happens. You're bringing light to it. When you talk about your vision, where you're going, you're bringing light to it, and you're encoding it into the universe, right? Into another soul, into the spirit guides that are around you hearing it. So there's power in that. And most of us that are healers, that are coaches, that are mediums ourselves, we're so focused on healing other people, and we've been doing that our whole life, that we resist receiving it ourselves. I say this almost in every podcast because it's worth saying, because it's a resistance that if you want to get to that next level in your life and your business, you're going to have to like move into that resistance of receiving help and guidance yourself. You know, getting that thought out of your head, oh, I already know this. Oh, I already know that. It's not about that. It's not about information. It's about transformation. And when you receive help from other people yourself, you start to transform because you start to embody that. You have that mirror. And there's so much magic that takes place. For those of you that experience that, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't experienced that, it just sounds like a unicorn coming out of my mouth right now. So I just want to really emphasize you to go experience that for yourself. Like, have some deep reflection.
And I think the big thing is you're going to know in your body if you're not doing it. You're going to either feel like you're drained in most of your day. You're going to feel that. Or you're going to find that you're going to feel drained. You might even find yourself getting sick a lot. Like, that might be something that comes up too, because you're not living in a space of reality. What else has come up?
Pain in the body.
Pain in the body. Like, there's so many signs that, not to shame yourself, but to be aware, like, where am I at? Like, why is my energy drained? Why is my immune system like this? Like, what's happening? Of course, food goes into it, but emotions are a big piece to it. So you start to recognize that. And I think that that's the last sign that comes, is the physical body that goes out, or something happens with the physical body. Emotionally, when you are in a space where you're pretending that everything's okay, and you're not feeling, and you're not being honest about the truth of your life and what's happening, you're going to start to notice there's different roadblocks that come up or try to slow you down. And this isn't just like, oh, I get sick once a year or a couple times a year. I'm not talking about that. I'm like, every second where you feel like there's something coming up and you're like, why is this happening? And it's not even just sickness. It's just things in your life with the awareness of maybe lack of flow where you've been feeling that. I think it's just being aware of, okay, where am I not being honest with myself in my life right now? And how can I be more honest? And I might start showing up in writing and writing, like, why is this happening to me right now? And then you respond and you get an answer and you use your intuition. You ask the question out loud, you write it down, you put the date next to it. I feel like dates are very important, because if you start to notice a pattern the next year at the same time, you're like, oh, what was happening at that point? Why did that come up again? Or what took place in my life? So I think when you start getting sick of your own patterns, that's when a change can happen. If you're not aware of your own patterns, you're just going to keep going in the cycle. And most likely, it's going to keep on perpetuating into the next year. And you're finding yourself in the same spot. And you're like, I'm confused. I'm stressed out. I don't know why I feel stuck. And it's like, yes, you do know why, if you take the time to actually focus on it and figure it out. So if you say, oh, I'm happy being the way that I am, but really inside there's some frustration or resistance there, you're not being honest with yourself. It's going to take you a lot longer to uncover the things that are meant to be uncovered.
Yeah, and I think another thing that stops people from like going in that direction is that when you, as you first start doing it, it feels like you're slowing down, or like you're hitting this huge mountain. It feels like it's stopping you from your mission. And it's like, whoa, no, this is just, I need to bypass this. I need some quick results. But the problem is if you bypass those mountains, the traumas, the negative side of yourself, and you create these results, what usually happens is the results go back down to the level of your energy, right? And if you have all these mountains inside of you, like say you go and make a lot of money and then you're not dealing with these mountains inside of you, well, you'll go and self-sabotage, or you'll spend all the money, or you'll feel unfulfilled. So the thing is as we start to look at these mountains inside of us, we start to feel like, wait, this is moving slow now. And that's why we all usually tell clients that you have to slow down sometimes, so that way you can speed up. And yes, it's going to feel like backtracking at times. So just expect this along the way, but it's really not backtracking.
Yeah. And fake positivity also goes with the idea of you want to be like, I want to say like the moral person or the good person by not caring about money. You know, like, oh, money's not a big deal. Or I want to be a good person. So it's okay. You can have my last meal that I'm starving to eat right now, even though you don't want to give it away because you think that it's the right thing to do. Do you know what I'm saying by that?
Well, yeah, it's
like a social thing. Like, I can't explain it. It's almost like a feeling of I should do this, or it looks good to do this, so I'm going to do it this way. So it's not in your heart. It's like, it's talking about like what I should be like and how I should come off, rather than, no, this is important for me and I know the value of this and I know I can give away more if I'm taking care of myself.
Well, and that's the thing that I found that's very interesting to me over the years, is being around a lot of people in personal development. On one end of the mouth, they're saying abundance this, abundance that, there's an abundant universe. And then on the other end of the mouth, you hear them say these like negative things about money.
Right.
It's like, so you got these conflicting beliefs.
Which,
like,
equal nothing.
You have abundance. Wait, I thought that we're in the spirituality, right? There's an abundance of everything, right? But then, wait, I got to go and I don't know if I can make as much as I need to make as a psychic medium. Something negative about money, like saying the exact opposite about abundance. Or I wish I had more money to feed other people. It's like, I thought we live in an abundant land. We do. So we need to watch what we're saying and how we're acting, and think about like what do we really believe, and are our actions and the words that we're saying, does it match? Because when you conflict, you're really just spinning in circles.
Well, that's what it is. And it's very normal for humans to have conflicting beliefs. And that's exactly why you do stay stagnant and stay still. When something's not working, there is a conflicting belief. Like, for example, if someone puts out a course, you know, and they're like, oh my gosh, sign up for my course. Everyone should be signing up for my course, but they don't believe it. They don't believe in their own course. So it's like lack of belief in this, but you want people to purchase it, you don't understand why. My hands are here. It's not going to meet in the middle. It's not going to work. It's not going to flow, you know? So you have to think about that as like, where's my conflicting belief? So I can pass that hurdle, because it's very normal to have conflicting beliefs. But to actually know what they are is a whole nother thing. And like, be honest with yourself. Wait a second. I do have a lot of conflicting beliefs in this specific area. It's like meeting a partner. If you have a conflicting belief that, oh, the internet sucks, I hate the internet, I'm never going to meet someone on the internet, and you want to meet someone, and then that actually is a possibility, and someone comes to you, you're going to miss the mark. You know, I don't believe you can ever miss your love if you're going to be in a relationship. It will be.
But you'll stop a lot of the good from coming into your life.
You're going to stop the flow of it.
Just by defining these like...
It's the language.
Your language with everything.
It's the language. Like...
All of the internet's bad.
So you have to
get... But yet you want to build a business on here.
So you have to get very clear on what it is your beliefs are. And I don't have the book. I went to grab it the other day too, and it's not above on the shelf. But one book that I absolutely love that I probably...
Love.
Yeah, love. That I love so much is called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, but it's the companion book. The regular book's good too, but the companion book is something that you actually write in. And I love the colorful version of it. It makes it fun to
love.
Write in. Tony, stop. You sound like, what is that show? Oh my God. It reminds me of that. Keenan and Keele. Is that
Key and Peele.
That's what I was just thinking of. So you're going to make me lose my train of thought. So when you are writing in this book, you're actually getting very clear on your beliefs. Your beliefs about men, your beliefs about women, your beliefs about money, love, what else is in there? Like, so many different topics. That's where I uncovered a lot of my conflicting beliefs, because I'm like, whoa, I want this, but I'm writing this down. So it was very eye-opening for me, and I would like to do it like every year. I haven't done it in a while to go through my beliefs, but I've been interested to look back at what I wrote years ago with my beliefs. But it was really eye-opening for me, and I suggest everyone go in and do that reflection, because a lot of our beliefs come from our past and come from other people, and we're just walking around being primed by the people that are around us. We're being primed by the media. We're being primed by other people because we're not giving ourselves a chance to figure out what it is that we actually believe in. And we haven't given ourselves new experiences to learn the new beliefs if we're not in spaces where we're growing.
Right? Yes, and if you want to know what you believe, just listen to what you say. Like, mm-hmm. it'll come out in your language, and then also reflect on your habits. That'll tell you exactly what you believe about money, what you believe about relationships, about business, everything. If you just think about, you just track all of your habits over the last year. Like, oh, well, I didn't realize I believe this, this, and this. So, like, for example, if you're not going to the gym, there's not a belief inside. There's not a belief inside of you all the way. Like, you don't have a belief inside of you, the value of taking 30 minutes a day to go to the gym. Like, it's not inside of you yet if you're not going. Because trust me, if it was inside of you, if you knew the value of what 30 minutes a day would do for your life, if you're not already doing it, you would go. So when it comes to that, you're thinking, all right, so then how do I create a new belief? Well, this goes with what Lindsay was saying. Like, go around people that are doing that, right?
Yeah.
Go to the gym, obviously, right? Go to the gym too. Go with a friend and then burn that into your mind. Give yourself enough time to where you can see the benefits, like over 6 months, a year, and then it starts to wire into your brain and now you have a new belief.
Benefit, like the, not the benefits, the momentum, you know what I mean? Because for me, like, I'm now just going to the gym, like my account was frozen for I don't know how many years. So it's been like once a week for the past 3 weeks. But it's like, okay, I know the importance of it. I know it's beneficial. But now I need to get the energy to actually take action and do it. Or not get the energy, to make it happen. Like, to actually choose, this is what I'm doing. So sometimes that comes up where we have these beliefs, these conflicting beliefs. Like before, my conflicting belief about working out was, it's not fun, but I know the benefits. Or I don't know if I could really get quick results, but I'm also seeing other people that are connected to Tony, or that Tony getting results. I mean, he's been putting in the work. But so there was a lot of conflicting beliefs there for me. Now I really believe it. I know that there could be a change. And now it's like, okay, now take the action step of actually going and finding something that feels, you know, aligned with what my beliefs are, and actually taking the action of consistency. So this goes along with everything. This goes along with your feelings. This goes around money. This goes around, how you hold yourself, like what you think about yourself, because that shows up too.
Yeah, it does. And just one last thing about the fake positivity. For those of you that are building your business online, sharing value online, and you got people around you that are like, oh, they're always just trying to be positive. Well, if you take a look at these people that are saying it, these are some negative ass people that say this kind of thing. So it's time for you to just let that go. Continue to build your business. Continue to do what you do. And that's the thing, right? Because you, after watching this episode, at least you know the difference between fake positivity and effective reflection. Because once you know effective reflection, you'll know not to do the fake positivity. You'll know what that feels like. You'll know when you're around somebody if they're really doing the work or not. And when people are really doing the work, you listen to them, right? It's a different energy coming out of them. When people aren't, and they're just talking out of their ass, they're just talking, you know, from a misunderstanding place, you know, like, okay. So it's compartmentalizing. It's understanding the source. It's understanding if you're applying it into your life and what that means to you. And the more that you apply some of the things that we shared in this episode, and some of you that have already been doing it for years, you start to see, you start to get the momentum, and you have more and more clarity around this. So if you think you're clear today, like we think, you know, we're at a level of clearness today around this topic, as you keep applying this, 1 year from now, you're going to have even more clarity around it. That's the way this game works here.
So let us know. Let us know in the comments what your insights were for this episode. And do you feel like there are areas in your life where you want to really get clear on your conflicting beliefs, and also celebrate yourself and think, okay, I feel like I've been doing good in this area, but I could also reflect in that area.
And if you're somebody that's been wanting to dive deep into this and you want support, we have many programs to where we do this kind of work inside of them. So just reach out to us.
Yes. Okay, guys, we will see you next episode. Bye. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. If you liked it, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and remember, subscribe to our YouTube channel too.
If you can think of anyone else that would love this episode, share it with them right now on social media or email.
And remember, getting results is a process of learning, applying, and reflecting. Stay consistent and continue to grow every day.